story from New Straits Times. Local police said Wednesday a Chinese tourist drowned while swimming in a river in western Nepal as they discovered the body 17 days after the accident occurred. The 27-year-old man was on a rafting trip down Nepal's Kali Gandaki River with four other tourists, and they had camped on the banks before deciding to go for a swim on February the 22nd. An assistant sub-inspector says he was swept away by the river and did not have a life jacket on. And this person told the media that the local fishermen alerted them about the body. It was found about 1 kilometer from his camping site. So this is a very sad tragedy. This is a very sad story. And this kind of thing actually also happened more frequently than previous years in China, on the Chinese mainland, because more people now are richer than before and they purchase cars and they want to drive their friends or family to go mountain climbing or swimming or drifting, that kind of activities. Very good idea, kind of pastime, leisure time. But at the same time, there are numerous news reports coming from the media nonstop saying that this person went missing, that person got killed, a kid, you know, died in the river. That kind of thing happened a lot. So it reminds us, especially for lots of parents, do not let your kid to go with those called in Chinese 旅游, you know, the travel people, just, you know, to give him a freedom to go, and then no guarantee whether he can be returned safe or not.
It's not just for children as well, Lumi. One thing that you have to remember is that many of the world's greatest tourist destinations are actually natural resources. With the few exceptions I can think of, for example, I'm guessing Las Vegas would be one where it's a man-made tourist destination. Mm-hmm. The majority of the world's tourist destinations are embedded in the country's history. I can think of an example of when I was younger, I went on a trip to South Africa, and they had some of the most beautiful oceans you've ever seen. And the second that you step off the plane and you get to the beach, all you want to do is jump in and go swimming. Mm. However, the waters are shark infested, and you have nets around the water which are meant to protect you, but they're not 100% safe, and you do hear of accidents happening in those seas. Mm. I think similar accidents can also be seen. This isn't just water related, you can find them in China as well. If you look, for example, at the Great Wall. Mm. Now, this is a beautiful scenic place to go to, and I think I've been there as well, and I'm sure you have. Mm. And I would say, hands down, of all the countries that I've been to in the world, I would rate the Great Wall as one of the best tourist attractions I've ever seen in my life, especially when you understand about the history of where you're standing and where you're walking. But at the same time, when you're walking down those steps, it's very easy just to fall down and cripple yourself. It was a great experience, but very dangerous. And you can't really ask the people that arrange these tourist destinations to... You expect them to do a certain amount of work to keep them safe, but at the same time, there's only so much that they can do. The Himalayas is another example. Mount Everest, a mountain that everyone would love to climb. But again, climbing it has a certain level of danger. And it's down to the people that go on these holidays to decide how responsible they're going to be. And the only message we can really give here on the show is that you need to be responsible when you're going to see these tourist destinations.
Exactly, and get some professional training if necessary.